Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's good to be back again. And I bring to you great greetings from Atlanta, Georgia, and also lately from Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. And when I was at D.C., I think one of the things that really gave me hope that we are all children of light, that we should continue to make that light shine in the midst of darkness, was have an experience, the young people. Of course, the march this time around, the March for Life, it said that it was the largest. And so it brings hope that the light of Christ will continue to shine in the darkness of our society. So today, Holy Mother Church draws our attention more into what I would call the moment or the season of renewal. And that gets spread into, you know, what we're celebrating today, the Feast of the Presentation. And also to remember our brothers and sisters of whom have been called into consecrated life. Because they are also people that have been called to share, to show Christ's light in the world through the evangelical vows which they take of poverty, obedience, and chastity. So they show forth that Christ light. To use the words of Mother Teresa, they said, these brothers and sisters of ours in consecrated life have been called not to be teachers, but to be witnesses of Christ Jesus. And what that means is that they are there to share with us what it means to be loved by God. They are there to share with us what it means to touch Jesus. They are there to share with us what it means to be detached from the things of the world, from things that does not really direct our thoughts, our desires, to what is really true. So these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, are very much evidence of what Holy Mother Church have been trying throughout history to share with us. That yes, we are sons and daughters of light, and that is what we are. So on this feast day of the presentation of the Lord, it is good to stop and reflect on the fact that all that matters in life is to be free to do what we ought to do. The world sense of being free is for one to be able to do whatever he wants to do. But Christ's way of freedom is to be free to do what we ought to do. That is why the King of the universe, whom on Christmas entered into his own world through the back door, have continued to show us what it means to be truly free. That freedom comes in doing what we have been called to do. And that is, he went through the prescription of the law, as we read in the scriptures this morning. He did not say, well, I am God. I don't need to go to the temple. I didn't even need to allow my parents to take me to the temple. Notice, it wasn't really, you were not supposed to even go to the temple for the purification. You're not supposed to go there. But Mary and Joseph decided to do this in order to fulfill every prescription of the law. And we see that he humbled himself to allow his parents to take him to the temple. So what does that mean for us? Obedience to the law. Obedience to do what we ought to do. We're not supposed to live a life that we put Christ at the side, but rather we are supposed to allow him to dwell, to be the one that directs us. We often see that those who try to live without Christ, at the end of it, their hands are empty and their hearts are empty. They do not really find the fulfillment of that desire which their soul longs for. So they cannot truly pray, as Simeon in the scripture said, "Now my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. My soul should go in peace, for my eyes have witnessed the saving power of God." So it's only when we allow the Lord to take charge of every aspect of our lives, then he revealed himself to us. Notice, Simeon and Anna were at the temple, and the Lord revealed himself to them. At Christmas, he came through the back door in the manger. Most people did not even recognize him. Today, he comes to all those who believe. And those people were found in the temple. And the reason he first reveal himself to the people in the temple is because he wants them to understand that they have been called into something greater, and that is to be the light to all nations. So we go out, that's what we do at the end of Mass. We say, "Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, this week might be a good time to reflect on the fact that where have I experienced the saving power of God in my life? Where have I experienced God's touch, just like I said about those in religious life? Where have I experienced being loved by Jesus? Does that awaken joy in my heart? Does that move me to want to go out and spread that joy? Where have I experienced that touch in my heart? That should be a starting point, my brothers and sisters, as we examine ourselves this day, this week. Because all that matters is to be free to do what we have been called to do. And that is what we also are reminded during our baptism, that we are baptized into Christ's suffering and death and resurrected in victory, so that we don't only live for ourselves, but we live for Christ alone. So we pray at this Mass that he who came into the world to be the light to all nations will continue to draw us closer to himself, that we may radiate that light, that joy, that peace that he so much longed to give to us in the world.